That's a wrap.
What do you mean?
Training camp wrap.
You mean you lost track of the days.
What changes now since training camp, so to speak, is over?
Not that much, really. Next week, Monday and Tuesday is going to be kind of similar. Then the Patriots get here, and we'll go against them for 2 days. So next week is kind of modified training camp, I guess.
Greg, is it important to establish a number one receiver, or would you rather see it distributed more, or does it even matter to you?
Well, I think we have a number one receiver, that's for sure. But you do like the ball distributed, so teams can't lock in. You know, they're going to do that. I mean, there's no doubt that people will do certain things with their coverage to Vincent. So when that happens, you need to make people pay in the other spots and then eventually try to get the double off Vincent if you can.
As far as the training camp goes, did you accomplish what you wanted to accomplish in training camp, and did it go the way you had anticipated it would go?
They worked very, very hard. That's what I was most excited about. My vision of where we'll be a year, two, or three from now at this point, much cleaner, crisper. But what I was really pleased with is the effort and the buy-in that these guys have exhibited. Again, I know to them, you know, like they kind of filled me in yesterday that today was the last day. I wasn't even thinking that way, which is my fault. I know as a player I'd be thinking that way. But I kind of look at it like this next week, and then it's the last preseason game, and we're kind of splitting ourselves, and there's a plan in place for what we're going to do. So, but I do understand these guys have been busting their humps, and now, you know, it gears back a little bit. Then we got the game, but we still have some hard work to do.
A friendly competition out there today that Mark Barron says, I guess the defense won.
Well, Mark is a little confused because, you know, the defense couldn't win because we split the defenses up. But what we did is we split the team. We didn't split the units, though. So the first O worked together, the first D, and so on and so forth. But what we did is we made it competitive. And in doing so, we hit probably 80% of our situational football. So we did coming out. We did red zone, tight red, third down, T4. You know, there's a couple we didn't touch, but it was a good review. And, you know, like anything else, these guys are competitors. So as soon as you put teams and you put a scoreboard, it's on, you know. And it was tag tempo, so no one was supposed to hit anybody. There was a couple shots in there today I wasn't pleased about, but they're competitors. That's good.
Well, the defense didn't win.
Well, one team won, and some of them were defense and some were offense. That's where – But Mark is a defensive player, so he won, so he thinks they won, yeah.
Coach, what's your assessment of the pass rush at this point? What do you think you've got there? Is it going to be effective enough, do you think?
I think we're going to have to mix it up. I think we have some good pass rushers, different, though, in their own ways, different styles. But I think we're going to have to mix pressure in there, which is fine. That's what we do. So I think we can have an effective pass rush. I don't think right now you just line up with three or four guys and say every down you're just going to whip them with four. We're not there yet. I think we can get there, though.
That's where you need to be, right?
You'd love to be, you know. But even when you're there, I think you use different pressure packages to keep them on their toes.
Greg, any disappointment Friday's game will be blacked out locally? Why?
Well, I don't really think too much about that stuff. I think if we take care of business, all that stuff will take care of itself. I really believe that.
You game plan a little bit more for the second preseason game or not really?
Not really. Again, we're still focused on the Bucs. You know, we will go over painstakingly distribution of reps, you know, and so that may change just a little bit, but not a lot. You know, as I said, going into game one, I really felt like I was going to have to be an accountant Friday night, and I was. I mean, I was tick marking constantly trying to make sure that we were getting the distribution to play, so when we came in the next day and we evaluated the tape, we'd have enough to evaluate on each guy. And, you know, we have a plan on what we want to see him do. Can he do this or can he not? Some of the bubble guys, some of the guys we're trying to make decisions on. So it'll be important again Friday night, same thing.
Can you talk about Wallace Gilberry's performance so far and what you might have known of him before he got here?
I knew nothing of him before he got here. Mark and Dennis brought him in to me. I watched the tape. I thought he had a, you know, he flashed and did some things. You loved his effort. He's a hard, you know, effort player. I think he's been a good addition out there. He's a positive guy. He works his tail off, and you know, it's gonna be interesting to see how this thing shakes out inside. But he's definitely right in the middle of the mix. He's a guy that can go inside and outside too. That helps his cause a little bit.
Coach, in terms of B.J. Biggers, is there an update on his status and when do you expect him to be back?
Kind of same timeline like when we started. He's going to be a little bit, so it won't be, you know, in the immediate future. But I think we're going to get him back in the early part of the season. Yeah.
Jeff Demp's agent said he had discussions with the Bucks this week. How interested are you in an Olympian on this team?
Well, I don't really, you know, it's nice that he's an Olympian. That's, you know, that's a great achievement. But, you know, we play football, so if he wasn't a good football player, it wouldn't matter to me. But he happens to be a good football player as well. He just happens to be a very good track athlete as well. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. I don't know how it's going to end up. But, you know, we had discussions even before he went over to the Olympics. So we'll see. Hopefully, if it's meant to be, it'll work out. Thanks, guys.